Hey,
I'm Christian.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Erica. And we're the hosts of your new favorite show, The Judgies.
Come hang out with us as we chat about hilarious and sometimes disgusting stories from the internet.
If you've ever thought about mixing milk and Pepsi,
we are definitely judging you for that. But why not come be judgy with us?
This weekend, I will be in Kansas City at the Comedy Club of Kansas City, September 8th through the 10th. Come out and see your boy, Kansas City. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Comedy Club of KC. September 17th, I will be in Detroit, Michigan at the House of Comedy. Two shows as part of the Detroit Comedy Festival at the House of Comedy, September 17th. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. And then what else we got? End of September, early October, Raleigh, North Carolina. And then Portland, Vegas, and some shows with Sal Volcano. All those tickets and information at AdamRayComedy.com. Young Rock returns November 4th on NBC. Tune in. We start filming that soon. Welcome to Chippendales. Just had a stroke. Premieres November 22nd on Hulu. Set your DVRs for that. And all the merch, ticket info, and special surprises at AdamRayComedy.com. Instagram and Twitter, AdamRayComedy. I'm posting clips daily, so check your boy out there. TikTok, check your boy out there. And come out and see me again on the road. I got a handful of more tour dates before I lay down my my Comedy Store special and keep the good times moving. All right, guys, love you. Bye. Enjoy this episode, by the way, with ALN legend Jonathan Kite. I think it's like his 25th appearance, and this might be the best one yet. Don't know how we keep topping it, but we just fucking figure it out. So enjoy this episode. Follow John on Instagram and Twitter at John Kite, and go see him on tour. All right, enjoy the episode.
Hey, it's Herbert, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Guys, welcome back to the pod. Are you going to wear the cans?
I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Have we not been rolling for two hours?
I got a hard out at 7:04. I'm going to put these on, I think.
Please tell me it's not 7:04.
Why? What happens?
I have a met meter in Glendale.
By the way, that sounds like a Nicolas Cage line in a Nicolas Cage movie.
What time is it?
It's 7:04. Why?
My meter in Glendale. That's his autobiography.
My meter in Glendale?
My meter in Glendale.
I thought about Cage.
And as one does.
How often do you think Cage thinks about stuff that doesn't pertain to him?
I mean, I don't know.
He doesn't seem like a selfish guy, but I don't know if he's like, oh, I left a pot pie in the fridge.
But he thinks that he did, though. But it's still him.
Yeah.
I left a pot pie in the fridge.
Yeah. Right. So even if it's, yeah.
Any man who wears, did you see his
appearance? Oh, that's right. Okay. So it's not like, yeah, that was a bad example. He's not like, oh, did you, yeah. He's always thinking about himself.
Hey, Nick, did you hear about 9/11? Oh, yeah, that was the day that my gardener missed.
I was in that movie, the movie I did about it. Remember he did the movie?
That was based on real events.
Oh, God. Didn't you read the script? I improv the whole thing.
I improv the whole thing. Jesus. Wow. I thought it was a remake of Chicken Little. This guy's just coming down.
Oh my God. I don't think any Sesame Street hasn't tackled like 9/11, right?
No, and they're tackling.
Yeah. Well, Sesame Street went hard in the paint with like Trans Muppet, right?
And then there was a homeless Muppet, which by the way, I'm sure this is talked about, but Oscar the Grouch.
Chappelle did a great bit.
Oh, he did.
On Killing
Him
Softly. About
awesome.
About the way we treat homeless
then maybe
people.
Maybe I saw that.
For sure. And yeah, I mean, but they never even said he was really homeless, which is the crazy thing. But everyone on Sesame Street was more or less homeless. Big Bird just lived in a fucking garage, like in a nest. Like,
yeah.
They fucking didn't even give him.
Snuffleupagus? They were keeping him like the way that they keep veal.
None of them.
Just like they don't want him to grow.
None of the Muppets had beds except for Bert and Ernie. But
dude, no, none of them.
I subscribe to Bert and Ernie, I think, being gay. Everyone just says they were roommates, but I'm like, they were so fucking clean.
Were they male?
Don't cancel me. What's that?
Guys, we got canceled. I wonder if they were non-binary.
I don't even think I knew what gay was, and I was like, oh, these guys are sharing cookies, and
yeah,
that's it.
I don't know what gay is, but these two are fucking.
Well, it's so funny about the things you don't know, but you know. like, we had a girl named Audrey Klitgaard in elementary school.
What's the last name?
Klitgaard. K-L-I-T-G-A-R-D. Sherman.
Her dad sold dental dams. Klitgaard's dental dams.
I didn't know what a clit was.
Yeah.
Still don't know.
Nope.
And I think you ladies made it up. And so...
Nicolas Cage movie. We're going to steal the...
Wait, that's the plot of National Treasure.
Yeah, the National Treasure. We're going to find the clit. We're going to find Ben Franklin's clit.
Nick, that's... Again, how many times do we have to tell you the plot of this movie is the opposite of that? First of all, Ben Franklin doesn't have a clit.
Huh, that's what you think. He's trying to convince.
Keep it in.
Guys, please tell me we got that.
But her name was Audrey Klitgaard, and I remember just being like, that's fucked up. And other people laughing, and not even, none of my pals knew what a clit was. Maybe Jess LaCast did. He bragged about fucking in the fourth grade and that his dad owned Little Caesars, and none of us could fact check either one of those.
By the way, in that order.
Yeah.
I feel like the Little Caesars is more impressive.
Well, I was, as a fat kid, I was like,
oh my
dude,
God.
Your dad is Pizza Pizza?
Pizza Pizza twice? In case you didn't, hey, pizza, what do you guys have? In case you didn't hear, pizza.
By the way, and it's still the same mascot.
Yeah.
And the same slogan. There is something to be said about the consistency, you know?
Or mascots that hold on. Like Papa John's is just a racist white guy.
Dude,
their mascot.
Well, their slogan updated too. Hey, I only said the N-word once.
I thought I was going to say, our pizza's for N-words. N-words 2, T-O-O. No, Shaq was like, we got it. He bought it.
He bought Papa John's?
Yes. He's like, it's the opposite of slavery. I'm buying you.
Do you want... brings up a fun question. If you had Shaq money... And you could just start buying up businesses, franchises.
Brother.
What are the, give me the top five things you would just buy.
Talked about this, I'm not kidding you, yesterday.
On your podcast.
About.
Which is getting ready to come out.
Thank you.
Called.
Well, we don't know if we can say it.
Great.
It's called About Last Night.
Two.
About Last Night Two. About Last Night for N-words Two. It's Shaq Smart, owner. But because I think about, like, there are certain people that just have like FU money, and they, it's so cool that they're like, I've always wanted to do this.
Yeah.
Like the fact that he I love how he's like general insurance. For me, I would, if I could be a part of something, I'd want to own a sneaker company.
Wow.
Dude, I mean, come on. I just think about all the stuff that growing up, or like at least an apparel company, like you and I are just such diehard sports fans.
Yeah. Some, I mean.
What would be your fast food?
It'd be cool. Well, man, maybe just because I don't think I've ever been to a Sonic, and those commercials always look great.
I've never been to a Sonic.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Durant was like a spokesman for them.
No
and
way.
And I always, for, he had like a Kevin Durant slushie or whatever.
Yeah.
And you
that'd
know
be
what
fun.
I, you know what I thought was ridiculous about it? That they didn't do the Sonics tie-in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what, this is while he was in Seattle.
No, but he had just gone to, but Seattle Sonics, as you know, very well know, it was gone, but not forgotten.
Yeah.
Still diehard fans out there, yourself included. I love those teams. But it's like, why didn't they, that was just a missed opportunity. That they didn't tie that in.
Big time.
I've never been to a Sonic.
I think there's something to be said about the commercials that they did that were so, the two guys
incredible.
In the car.
So funny.
I mean.
Should have been us, but still funny.
Yeah, definitely. Did you audition for those?
No, did you?
No. Well, I haven't auditioned for a commercial in forever, but I feel like
But I just mean those were out like 20 years ago. God. I feel like even when I was auditioning, it was just like those two guys that were improv guys.
That was one of my first jokes was, hating to be stoned and seeing Sonic commercials because they were so, the nearest one is like 600 miles away.
No matter where you are.
Yeah. So I just get really baked and I'd see them talk about an Oreo cookie, baked bean burrito blizzard. And I'm just like, anybody want to go to Phoenix?
Great.
I crush every time.
Crush so anywhere but Phoenix.
Yeah.
Hey man, you're here.
Go get one.
When you're here, your family. Phoenix and Olive Garden, same slogan.
The Olive Garden, I just found out, has a cutoff now for their breadsticks.
What?
And by the way, welcome back to Fat Kid Fun Facts.
Why?
But don't know. It's that you can ask for bottomless, but then they'll bring you less, I think is what it is. So you can get as many as you want, but they don't bring out like 30 at a time now.
And it's they don't do like the
hey,
rounds.
Dude,
yeah.
They're just letting you know. It's almost like the way when, like, I don't know if you ever order something and the waiter or bartender, whoever says like, so you guys are hungry, huh? You're like, you gotta comment, dude. Do you got a comment?
We're here. Like,
I brought a sandwich.
Ooh, somebody's thirsty. It's a bar.
Dude, I had a laptop. I had a TSA guy pull my laptop out of the backpack worst. and go, ooh, somebody's doing well. And I was like, fuck. And then I had a sandwich and he goes,
you're like, this
hungry.
Is Adele.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a sandwich and he was like, somebody's hungry.
Me.
Yeah.
He just fucking starts eating it. You gonna finish that laptop? Yeah. Well, you gonna finish that sandwich?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hate that the TSA judge go through your stuff.
I always phone in my this, by the way. I never go all the way up. For some reason, I'm in my head. I'm just like, I just feel like I'm getting scanned and chipped and radiated and bugged and like.
Well, you definitely are getting radiated. I went to the dentist today.
I do lazy because I'm just like, I almost feel like if I don't fucking do straight fucking salute, then they can't scan everything properly. I don't know.
He might have something in his hands. We couldn't read it. Is this guy Wolverine?
By the way, I love too. I got a pat down once for having a cough drop in my back pocket. Guy jerked me off for a cough drop in the back baggie.
He's like, hey, now we got to check your anal cavity. Wait a minute, you don't work here.
It does suck when you get those random pullouts.
Oh, dude. It's like, you know who never gets them?
Bro, look at me.
Nick Cannon. Yeah. Never pulled out. So here's the thing. But you got to think like when you're going through TSA and shit, right? It's always when you're late. When I was going through for Delta. And I fly Delta more than any other.
Me too, but, love them.
Love them. But this guy was searching.
Friendly skies, right?
I think that's in United.
Oof. We'll edit this out. We'll keep it in.
We'll edit United. You're done, guys. Hell, this just in, United, you canceled. But you know, the thing is, you're like, you're always late to the gate. You got to get on some of those smaller
flights.
Late
to the gate,
you know?
With Nick Cage. What time is it?
Oh, 7:04. I've got to go to Glendale. And I've got to, what time is your flight? 7:04.
That's right now, Nick.
I'm late.
To where?
Glendale.
Oh, not the gate.
The gate. The gate's in Glendale. The shuttle's in Glendale.
Remember airport shuttles? Remember when he got picked up Home Alone style? I remember that. The shuttle's coming at blah, blah, blah time.
Oh, convenient, but just because I know that area, you're not near the airport.
No.
The O'Hare Airport is where they were going to.
So you're rolling the dice. There was also something real creepy about just a van pulling up to your house at like 5 a.m. And your hope, and if that van's late, by the way, vacation done.
Yeah, well, Uber also, there's with a family, there's already so much that's going wrong that it's like, this guy better put the foot to the fucking floor.
Do you appreciate when your Uber driver like fucking will pretty much Fast and Furious you to the airport?
I'm like, dude, tell them that if my
body flies through the windshield and I land on the curb, I think some of these drivers would still be like, hey, I got you hit on time, 5 stars. And you're like, you're right, my head is on fucking in the other terminal, but you did get me here.
He's like, you are closest to your gate.
What did I tell you?
Yeah, what did I tell you?
I do like when they turn around, they're like, do you mind if I, you know, like they're just going to give like a, do you mind if I basically bob and weave and go 115? Like I've definitely had a lot of drivers where they're just like, do what you got to do. And like, is it cool if I'm just like, fucking.
Mike, are you lifting up the nitrous pad? It's like, just like Vin Diesel. He's like,
you want to get there or do you want to get there? Yeah.
I'm like, there's no.
Both options sound pretty good.
Yeah.
You just said one more.
What are we, friends or are we family?
Is that one of the lines from the movie?
No, but it's always like,
I don't have any friends. I only have family.
Everything is about family.
Vin Diesel is a rapper.
Do you ever hear him sing?
No.
It's like he sings My Funny Valentine, but in the key of Satan.
Oh, God.
He's just like,
My Funny Valentine. Oh, yeah.
There's certain people that just pop off music careers. When Lindsay Lohan did a song, it was like, I get it. You're just, you know,
it was offered to you.
You're testing the waters.
Come on.
You thought it'd be cool. I mean,
if somebody offered it to me, I'm not turning it down. I'm not right for it at all, and I will cost them money.
Would you do a rap song, a rock song, a country song? What would you be your, if you could pop in the studio, if your boy Jamie Foxx.
R&B.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah, for real.
Get maybe Jay to lay down some keys on it or produce it.
Oh my God.
I'm sure if you came to him with a dope hook and something and just be like, can we just pop in the studio?
If I just started singing around him, like, and he was just like, hey man, what's
that?
Oh, nothing, man. Just something I'm working on. Yeah, but whatever. What do you
mean? Not sure if it's ready yet.
Can we give it a green light? That's all I do.
What would it be called?
Go Time.
Yeah, there we go. Because I love any good 90s R&B song.
It's telling you.
Yeah.
Hey, what time is it? It's go time. Nick Cage does a feature. oh, oh. It's this remix. Oh, 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 oh. It's go time. Dude, but you're right. Who else has gotten Robert Downey Jr.? Joe Pesci. Always wanted to be a singer.
What?
Dude, you've never heard the Joe Pesci album?
No.
It's unreal.
That's a real sentence.
Have you ever heard? I'm his agent. You've never heard. This is the QVC, the infomercial.
It's called Pesci Protected.
Hey, impress me. Hey, impesh me.
I'm Pesci.
Is that, you got a Pesci?
I do. My Pesci is James Gandolfini.
Great.
How you doing? I was at Goodfellas. Oh. Yeah.
No.
Fuck. Is, what did you think about Trump getting, broken in? Did you, when you see a big Trump story, do you immediately just go like, oh, cool, there's like a fun 3 to 4 minutes I can do tonight?
It's literally what I've been doing.
Yeah.
I've been going up with zero material, and it's crazy because, with Trump especially, people were like, oh, he's dead, thank God, after he was not elected again. Mm. But then I was like, no, Trump's like COVID. Like, reborn. Everyone's going to get him again.
Yep.
And it's like, the thing is that when he's relevant, the stuff, it hits in a way, because everyone has an opinion about him.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I got up there and I did the eulogy for Ivana's funeral.
Oh, great.
But I started off with him just talking about every other... Like we had a lot of great people die this year. Ray Liotta, a good fella. Some say a great fella. Passed away this year. Mr. Danny Tanner. Mr. Bob Saget. Mr. NBC. Mr. TV. Died. And then I went through it and I go, a lot of great people and a four. My ex-wife, a four. Passed away.
She's a four.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can you imagine him fucking ranking her?
Dude.
At a funeral.
They go, where was she buried on the golf course? On my beautiful golf course. People say, was she buried on hole 10? Well, she's not a 10. So she couldn't be buried there. That's she was a four. So she got buried at hole 4. And I would do like.
She's a bogey. She's the bogey of ex-wives.
I said, people said, why did you bury her? I go, well, she looks like she was hit in the face with a 9-iron. This is true. I said, I had all this fat to chew.
Oh,
trim, and
yeah.
I was like, and I said, I go, people ask me, why on a golf course? I said, because in my vows, this is true. I love God. I said, to death do us par, which is why I took a mulligan on the wedding. Like, but what I
you can go make, forever because it's also a eulogy
forever.
And it's just, and he went forever. Like, well, anytime he speaks, it's like, there's no cutoff.
Well, did you ever see that Jimmy Kimmel comparison when Obama announced the killing of Osama bin Laden, and it was like so succinct, and it was very like, this happened then, and then this happened, and then this happened, and God bless America. And then
like
Trump.
Does he hit the highlights?
He hit it all, and he was like, you
went in, found him, shot him, bada bing, bada boom.
I'll see you guys at ladies' night tonight at TGI Fridays. And Trump gets in there and he goes, like something, I'm not going to do it justice, but he's like, we got that bozo. He's a dog. We shot him like a dog. And he just keeps, it's 48 minutes is the thing. And he goes, and I'm not going to get the credit. A lot of people say this. You should have got the credit. I didn't get the credit for killing this. And then he can't pronounce the guy's name. So it's like, Alfar Wak Kalamalaka. Like it's like the craziest. It's like, is that guy, is that a village near Wakanda? Like he just, and they didn't make any attempt to learn the guy's name.
Yikes.
So he was reading off a teleprompter phonetically.
Yikes. This guy, man.
So yeah, so I've just been getting on stage, but people don't like when you make him clever. They like when you make him stupid.
Yeah.
So anytime I would do like a clever joke about him, like a golf pun, they would be like, no.
Yeah.
And then I'd go back into him sort of being like, I have a great golf. Oh, you know what's a bad golf? Arlington Cemetery, bad golf course.
Now, how about in KC? I know you were there recently. You get... any sort of pushback on any, or do you just decide to just go, you know?
There was nothing going on with him at the time.
Yeah.
And I don't push it in areas where I did a little bit about Mar-a-Lago just because it fed another joke that I was doing. But like, I don't want them to, I'm not trying to change anybody's minds. Like there's certain things that I have opinions on, but I'm not coming in to do a TED talk about Trump.
Yeah.
And when I have something funny to talk about, I love just going up there with being like, what's going on with him and just talking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know you do a lot of crowd work. I love doing crowd work. Yeah. And really getting into something. But something like that, of like a voice, or when Obama, I used to do crowd work as Obama all the time.
And take questions from the audience?
Yeah, just be like a questionnaire. And then it feels fresh to them that they know the thing that they're getting is exclusively for that audience.
Yeah, that's great.
And that, you know, it's a different kind of fun, which you're obviously amazing at too.
What do you...
I couldn't compliment you without complimenting myself there. Which you're also, like me, incredible.
Yeah. There is something about when you see, like, it's just funny that, like, Trump, you know, he's not on Twitter. he's not like...
Still on Instagram, though.
Is he really?
Yes.
What's he posting?
Who knows?
Dear God.
I went on just to check yesterday because, you know, like that guy, the crazy guy, Andrew Tate, whatever, he got taken off everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, how bad do you have to be? Whereas Trump didn't get taken off Instagram.
Oh, my God.
I'm still posting a lot of great photos. I'm an artist. Like,
yeah, the filters. Yeah, I found a new filter.
It turns fours into tens. You know what I mean? It's his filter. It's just every time it sees a woman, there's a cartoon hand that grabs the pussy. You know, it's on one of those like filters, the Trump filter.
The idea of him just scrolling on anything is just really funny to me.
I never
like sitting there on the toilet and like scrolling through TikTok or something and like sending a funny cat video to somebody, or like, do you think he even does that? Like, people like this, I just don't.
Twitter, 100%. I know that all he did was read the comments all day.
But I mean, like, like find a funny thing, or be like, found a great new recipe. I like that. I follow this young kid. His mom makes fun lunches. She's the fun lunch mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, does he follow other accounts like that are just like so out of left field that you're like, oh, this guy. Maybe he does have a piece of like.
See, I love that you make him like. That's a funny. The way you just did it is like a funny cartoon version of him, of like what we would see him in his cartoon life. Because I think him in real life is, if he is like, if it doesn't concern him,
yeah.
I feel like he is not.
No, he's not. That's what I keep hearing, and that's, I guess, what I'm so curious is that, like, how do you?
But I love that your version of him is like, I saw this great kid. He made an unbelievable brownie. The recipe is posted. I'm gonna repost it. You know, it's so good.
They say our kids aren't doing anything tremendous, but have you tried to make a brownie recently?
It's hard. Impossible, some say. And I did it now because of this kid. He's so good. Like, but you're right. I love that your guy is
breaking
like,
brownie barriers.
I said, build that wall of brownies. A brownies, build a brown wall. See, I'm not racist. Build a brown wall or a black wall or a Chinese wall.
Build a brownie wall to keep the browns. It's a brownie wall. Keep the browns out with actual brownies.
Well, actual brown. I love brownie walls, which is a name of a black guy. I can never remember his real name. I call him brownie walls. Brownie walnuts. Oh, God. I love Wallace and the brownies.
I also would love to hear him. I started doing this bit about baseball broadcasters and how I, you know, have so much respect for them because they're on air for 3-4 hours a day spitting anecdotes and stories, and they have so much downtime on a hot mic. No wonder every 2 to 6 to 8 years some Hall of Fame broadcaster gets canceled for slipping up and saying some fucked up shit, because you're just fucking, you just black out at some point. You know, it's why somebody just gets on the mic and they're like, you know, Gomez at the plate, 2 balls, 1 strike. You know, I knew a Jew with 2 balls once. You're like, that's, you can't say, it's only the fifth. Dave, you know, he's like, I'm surprised more Jews don't play baseball. It's played on a diamond, 3-1. You know, I knew a gay guy with 3 balls once, you know.
That's so good.
But I go, Trump is a guy where I'm like, man, put him in the fucking booth. You know what I'm saying? Because those mid-game breaks when they are calling and they have a guest come in, it's like, you know, like, here, let's just do it. So, like, you know, I'm, this half of the inning brought to you by Doritos. Dorito, get that chip. It's a cheesy chip. I lost the sheet with the actual slogan. So, but it's Doritos, you know what they are. You get them, your kids eat them. It's what your husband eats when he's cheating on you, clearly. Top of the fifth, we go. Reds are up 4-0. We got a special guest in studio today, in the booth. It's former president. You guys might love him. You might hate him. He's got something for everybody. Mr. Donald J. Trump. Donald, thank you for joining us here in the broadcast booth.
I love baseball. I love ball. I love base. I love ball so much. Happy to be here. Doritos. I love Doritos. Now for Jews.
Anderson at the plate. He's 0-2 today. Now, Donald, were you a baseball kid growing up?
When I was a child, we played polo on the backs of people. Oh. We didn't have horses. I called it the guy horse. And he had a long face and a long hair. I would hold on to him as a child. And I said, there's a strike. And I said, believe me, we're going to win this game, even if I have to bribe the other team. This is true. Excuse me. Second strike. And the problem is that they died. These people died. We went through them like Kleenex. I said, we need stronger slaves.
Sure. Oh, Oh man. When you came into the park today, did people, was it a great ovation? Were they fired up to see you? How was that when you go out in public these days?
I love America so much because whenever I'm here to make America great. And a great part of the tradition of America is baseball. And they know that I'm shaped like a base, really. And, I got a face like a glove.
What's your favorite base, if you don't mind me asking, Mr. Trump?
Oh, home run, because I never settle for third. Even if the girl's not ready, I go all the way.
What is first base?
We call the home run the Trump. Because it trumps all. And people say that's the only way you win. You win by you getting on first base. First base is vagina.
What's second base, dear I ask?
While you're in the vagina, this is true. Excuse me. Excuse me. This is true. When you're in the vagina, your hands are in her mouth.
We have to cut the commercial.
Oh, man, I think the Vikings are going to go to the Super Bowl this year. No way, man. The Packers are going to do it. Aaron Rodgers got vaccinated. He did? No, at least it looked like he did. The Seahawks, in my opinion, are going to win the Super Bowl. But they don't have Russell Wilson. How are they going to do anything? Pete Carroll's a man. That's why. Don't you see the way he chews gum? He's a passionate guy. The wait is almost over. A new football season is about to begin. Get ready for the NFL Week 1 action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Do you want to celebrate the return of football? I know you do. Get that queso dip ready, dip your balls in it, and go to DraftKings. They're giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $5. Just five. Just a simple $5 bill on any football game and get $200 in free bets instantly. Want more action for opening night? Everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. Get up to 7, you win. Bet on any NFL team of your choice, and if your team leads by 7 points at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, baby, even if your team loses. That's a sweet-ass deal. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You know them, you love them, you use them, so keep using them here. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever the hell you want. So, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code ABOUT to get $200 in free bets instantly. That's freaking crazy, man. Sorry for cursing. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app, download it, use the promo code ABOUT, and get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code ABOUT, only at DraftKings. Use the code ABOUT on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast, and I'm sitting down because I got some big news. Usually I'm standing up to do comedy, but I'm sitting down now because I got the deal of a lifetime. First of all, sitting is bad for you. We all know that, whether we're sitting on planes or sitting on a beanbag chair watching porn in front of our kids, there's just too much damage you do on the body. Thankfully, Axion has come up with a chair that allows your pelvis to move the way it does while you walk. So all 33 vertebrae align into perfect posture. The result? Better breathing, better blood flow, and relief from the pain. It's crazy what you can do when you set your body to do it. Now, these guys are homies of mine. My buddy Dennis worked with the Clippers as their doctor for 27 years. He runs a wellness center called Peak Wellness. He's a fucking gangster and has saved me from surgery numerous times. I actually met Justin Bieber at his place, and I was in my boxers getting cupping done, and Bieber and I locked eyes, and I was like, this is how we were supposed to meet, and Bieber smiled, and I never saw him again. This chair is a game changer. It's changed the way I live, it's changed the way I breathe, the way I sit, and you guys right now can get that chair for 25% off using the promo code ALN25 at all33.com. It's incredible. You got to get it. It's the only chair out there to get. We will be getting them for the studio. Go to all33.com and use promo code ALN25 for 25% off this chair.
I always love him because I do him as if someone is doing this, like coming to the stage to wrap him up.
Yeah.
So part of my bit is I'll do...
Oh, he's always
I'll say something super inflammatory, and then I'll look at somebody off the stage like security's trying to come up and, excuse me. And then I go right back to it.
My God, so fucking funny, dude.
That's a great bit, though. You're right. You know, like Bob Uecker, Norm MacDonald tells this great story, you know, with him and Artie Lang, with the Uke, where he would be in there and then he would press the mute button because they were just talking so much.
Right.
And he'd be like, fly ball the first. Look at the cans on that one.
Yeah.
And he said he was so, that is a Minority Report of just being able to do all that stuff.
Great movie. Rewatched that recently.
So good.
Yeah. Cruise, you saw Top Gun.
I didn't see it. I experienced it.
In a theater, right?
IMAX.
I feel like if it, there's going to be people out there that, saying this the other day, that are going to just watch it on a laptop or a plane. And I think they should do a reality show called Driving Cruise Crazy, where he boards planes unbeknownst to the passengers. Like maybe he's in disguise. And when he sees someone pulled up on the plane, he fucking,
that is genius.
He grabs their laptop and either slams it down and breaks it or fucking, you know, grabs the back of their seat, changes the channel, fucking, just does something and freaks out.
He grabs the laptop, he has a parachute on, and just jumps out the plane with it.
That's what it is. It's meant for a fucking screen.
Come on. Or he's like, he's laying in bed the whole time. He's there, an old woman. Yeah. And then he just goes. And then the woman's like, wait, is that coming from the TV? Or is that coming? He goes, I've been here the whole time. You are fucking with my movie. Thanks.
It's made for the screen.
Made for the screen, the big screen. So I'm going to show you the biggest screen. He just kicks him off the plane. See in the sky. Where was meant to be seen.
I set up a projector in the clouds.
Hey, friendly skies. I am the friendly
skies. We're in
skies.
The sky. Have you seen the movie Up? I attached 1,600 balloons to your fucking roof.
Tom Cruise is the old man from Up.
Oh, dude. The way that they did the live version of most Disney movies, I'd fucking watch the fuck out of that.
Oh my.
I just said it the other day. I went on record. Up's my favorite Pixar movie.
It's so good.
Because I feel like that little kid.
That little kid,
is
man.
Is just like, you know, an adventure book. He fucking so sweet. The way he brings that whole group together. Ed Asner is the old man. I mean, that you open with just a fucking, with heartbreak. And then it, like.
Where can we go from here?
Yeah.
Where?
Up. Up.
Exactly. Come on. We knew it.
We should sell that.
I'm telling you. Yeah, that's literally the pitch. You guys were in there. They're like, okay, we start with death. Okay. And so we start with,
think of the love of your life.
The love, eternal love.
You grow old with her. And then what
soulmate.
Happens?
Soulmate.
Yeah.
It's written in the stars.
And then leukemia.
And then immediately, leukemia.
Yeah.
Painful.
You're sitting at home in the house you fucking built for her. Because she was your fucking girl. You'd do anything for her. You'd fucking die for her.
While she's dying. Wait, sorry, this is a Pixar movie?
Hey, wait for it. Then there's a magical bird on a magical island with a hairdresser. Wasn't that guy the fucking bad guy? Was he?
Oh, he was the explorer.
Yeah.
Hey, we need a second. We haven't worked through this pitch.
Fidel Sassoon is the bad guy.
So Paul Mitchell. And he said...
By the way, Fidel Sassoon sounds like the rival to Jafar from Aladdin.
The Bond villain.
Fidel
Sassoon.
Wait, Liam Neeson as Fidel Sassoon?
I am Fidel Sassoon. And I'll tell you this right now. If you don't look good, we don't look good. Wasn't that their slogan?
I think it was a Men's Warehouse.
No, that's the, you're like your way you're going
to. Yeah, I guarantee it, which is very aggressive.
By the way, you like the way you're going to look in this haircut. I guarantee it.
I like the first one. If you don't look good, we don't. Wait,
yeah,
here we go.
That's
we're going to go Liam Neeson for the role of Fidel Sassoon. This is a screen test. Take one.
What the hell happened to your hair? Let me tell you something. I'm willing to die right now to make sure that you look good. You're not going to leave this chair. I will stay here all night, and we're going to fix this. Because the truth is, the way you feel about yourself is the way I'm going to feel about myself for the rest of my life. So you better leave here feeling like a god. If you don't look good... I don't feel good.
Cut. I think great take. Liam, the line
should
is
it be deeper.
Was that?
Should it be more dramatic?
Nailed that part. The intensity is, we got that.
I'm on a lot of Adderall.
The line is, what do you think? So this is post haircut. What do you think? You've done your job. Now you're showing this this young boy who came in for his first haircut. Kids get nervous. They're scared. So we want to see a little bit of that earnestness.
I know how that feels. I was Oscar Schindler.
So take some of the Schindler, put him into Vidal Sassoon. Okay. Some say Schindler and Sassoon were, you know.
Brothers.
No. Okay.
Kindred spirits.
Let's just take another.
I'm ready.
Let's take another take. Here we go.
And... action.
now that you've seen this beautiful work of art that I've put on your head, would you put me on a list? A Schindler's List. If you had to save one haircut, one barber, do I make your Schindler's List?
I think we're good. I think we've seen every
barber from the Nazis.
I think we've seen everything.
I love that. The guy's still trying to keep it together. I think we've seen everything we needed to see.
Oh my God. Oh, dude, that's all right. Okay, thank you so much, Christopher Walken. Now, Christopher Walken for Vidal Sassoon in the Vidal Sassoon story. Take one, screen test.
When I was a child,
oh God,
a lot of sailors asked me, do you believe in mermaids? And I said, I believe in magic. So if that's the, what?
I'm sorry, Mr. Walken. I'm so sorry. First of all,
amateurs.
No, this is a real treat to have you in here. And the producer, John, I know is a dear friend of yours and wants you to get this gig. But the line is, thank you for coming in. Please grab a complimentary comb on your way out. And then we're good. So just nail that. Give us that. And then we'll go into some alts.
You got it. I'm ready when you are.
Christopher Walken, Vidal Sassoon, screen test, take two.
Get the fuck out and take a comb.
Can we get one more? Can we get one more? I'm so sorry. One more. Christopher Walken, screen test. The line is, thank you for coming in. Grab a complimentary comb on the way out. Christopher Walken, Vidal Sassoon, biopic, screen test, take three.
I'm going to kill you. Because I know what you did. So you need to leave so we can take care of this, not on company property. By the way, take a comb. Ugh. Did I get it? Chris Walken wants to know, write that in there.
Will you tell my agent?
Tell my agent. I'll wait.
Cut out the middle, man. Tell
Cut
me
out
now.
The middle, man. I'll wait. I'm going to sit in the corner. I brought a book. Some Sudoku.
How many moves does it take you to get a Sudoku done?
Well, Chris? Mentally... 7. We're probably closer to 6.
That's it. Fuck it. When you, dude, you're fucking brilliant. When you're on the road, which by the way, you loving?
Yeah,
when
man.
When you going to Batavia?
I actually, dude, you hooked that up. Thank you, dude.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was great because that night we met the club owner.
Yes.
She's great. September.
Great.
22nd through 24th. You did the club, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's a great
so
club.
Fun. They're getting really good names.
Oh, yeah.
And me. No,
John, you get a rip. And it's somewhat hometown,
it
no?
It is. It's like an hour from where I grew up, 40 minutes.
Oh, so you got to have some peeps come
out. It's going to be great. I'm really excited. I'm really enjoying
it. A lot of pod though. Fans, too. That'll be great. This will come out right before that.
Oh,
so
again, yeah.
We just extra plug. Go see John at the Comedy Vault. Yeah, cool room. There's a really cool bar across the street that they all are friends with that own. And then there's another one on this like mini street where I said it looks like one of those old it's the old town street where there's one long street and there's some weird like little girl dress shops and then a fucking country bar and then a fucking butt plug store. And then there's just like a bunch of different businesses. That's a fun thing with live music. But it was cool. It was a good city. And the crowds were awesome.
I've never been to Batavia.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't know.
I think Donnie Wahlberg lives out there.
I'll be doing just Mark Wahlberg for the weekend.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. Have you seen Donnie?
I think they're still on tour. I might tell them to go see it,
dude.
If they're still there,
I'm telling you. I was talking about New Kids yesterday. Just like how
about
great
what?
About. So I wear concert shirts of bands, and I have an original New Kids shirt, which I think I told you because I was wearing it in Austin.
Wow.
I have original New Kids material, merch from when I was a kid.
If Joey comes to a show that we're both on, you gotta
wear it
and have him sign it.
I have the one with the handprints on the back.
Wow, that was a classic.
That they signed, and then it was printed on there.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, dude, because one time I'll tell you this. So I know you're friends with them, and I have just the utmost respect for them. I was doing Nashville, Zany's, great club.
Oh, yeah.
I was wearing the shirt, one of the other shirts. I have two original concert tees from them. I'm wearing one of them, and this woman starts arguing with me, unprompted, about how the New Kids aren't a great group. And I go, Google this. I go, they sold out Madison Square Garden the same weekend I was doing Zany's. I go, what? Who can you name that can do that this many years later?
That's pretty crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah. Well, everyone, I mean.
They're so beloved.
People love to hate.
Oh, dude, I go, you're so out of your depth. And it just because you don't like taking it. This person down.
It's also it was awesome. Like, it's just a classic thing of like when someone slams something, it's usually out of like your own insecurity of either not being able to do it yourself, which is weird to be like, it's like, I don't know, were you a failed musician? Is that why you're taking it out on the New Kids on the Block? Because you never got to sell at Madison Square Garden? Or just do you not like the pelvic thrusting? Did you go to a concert, look Danny Wood in the eyes? He fucking, you know, air fucked you and you... You know, haven't been able to recover from it.
I don't know. She got some Airwood.
By the way, and then Tom Hanks plays in the Lifetime original movie. Danny Wood from New Kids on the Block air fucked me during a show, and now I haven't been right since. It's almost like some Freaky Friday thing where he did some like, you know. wait. This summer. What happens when a New Kids on the Block superfan goes to see their favorite band for the first time?
Wow, I can't believe they're coming to town.
Small town girl Lily Thompson was just a 14-year-old girl with a big set of with a big set of dreams and a backpack full of snacks. She had a little bit. She had some back problems for sure, but she was excited because the New Kids, her favorite band, were coming to town.
My scoliosis lets me sit up front.
She was sitting in the fucking the area that's roped off for people in chairs. But she got to go in because she's got a bad back.
Wow. This is awesome.
She couldn't believe the front row seats and the special preferential treatment.
I can't believe the front row seats and the special preferential treatment.
Drinks and snacks galore as she sat front row. Here they come, the New Kids on the Block.
Wow! Capri Sun! Yay!
Was one of the opening acts. And she couldn't fucking believe it. And here come the New Kids. And the show was almost too much to handle.
Wow! How? Oh, they're doing my favorite song!
And as they did the right stuff, Danny, Donnie, Jordan, John, and Joey all in unison did their famous spin into a pelvic air fuck. The right stuff. And in that moment, Lily was changed forever as Danny Wood locked eyes with her and air fucked the shit out of her face. She was only 14, but she turned into an 87-year-old woman in that moment.
Wow. Oh, my God. I can't believe how old I am.
She couldn't believe how old she was. She couldn't believe it's not butter. But what she could believe was her scoliosis was gone.
Oh, my scoliosis is gone, but I need my two hips replaced.
This summer in...
The Grandma Exchange. I thought you were going to...
Tom Hanks is the Grandma Exchange.
Oh, anybody want a Werther's Original? Who wants a moon pie? Who wants a moon pie? I thought you were saying that him and Dave...
Grandma.
Grandma. And then Jizzy, and then they wink. They'll never know. But the fact, by the way...
The dog's always looking at her weird, though, still. The pet, for some reason, just has a fucking keen sense.
Just cuts to the grandma in school. Wait. It's like a Billy Madison.
Tom Hanks has to say to the dog, as a grandma, don't you say shit.
Quiet, you. Or I'll take your balls. This film is not your rated. No, I thought you were going to say that Tom Hanks and Danny Wood switch places. So then Tom Hanks is a part of it, and he's just like, ho, 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 the right stuff.
Tom Hanks gets Freaky Friday into the New Kids on the Block.
Guys!
What? Please don't go, girl.
Ah, please don't go! Oh my, dude, I love New Kids. So I'm often tagged in their posts. I've told you this, right? Because Jonathan Knight and Jonathan Kite. So since I was a kid, I always loved him because I was like, oh my God, this guy, I almost have this guy's name.
Bro, that's Oh, dude, we got to get you to a...
oh, I want to go, dude.
Show.
And we'll you open
We'll go
them?
Next time. They're on their concert cruise, yeah.
Oh my God, that was just so fun.
Yeah, it was crazy. They're doing one again this year for the first time in like 3 years. But it's,
and where do they? Where does a cruise like that? I've always wanted to ask you.
Takes off from
this.
Like New Orleans or Miami, and then it goes to you know, somewhere down there.
And where? And you've done the Joker's cruise too?
No, I had to cancel both times for that. But
you've been for sale.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, dude, yeah, a bunch amazing. Of
great. His fans are awesome. Yeah, it's cool to you know, as we are, you know, building our own audiences.
Yeah,
to just be like, there's certain fans that are, you know, there was a lot of kids at Joker shows too, which is cool. And he does a great bit every show with a kid, where he has a kid say curse in front of like curse out loud in front of strangers for the first time, and it's fucking incredible.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he had some kid in Arizona that was like, bitch, and the fucking whole place went nuts. And it like, but before that, he had a girl come up and she like outed her mom as being like a drug dealer. Like, he goes, is your mom cooking the books or something? And she was like, and then there was a baby at the show in Seattle.
Oh my God.
Which was really crazy. Have you had anything crazy at any of your shows recently?
So I posted something that, it didn't really do it justice, you know, because when we do crowd work and like we want to post it online because I want to share it, you know what I mean? Like if I think it's an amazing, because sometimes I share great, what I think are very funny moments and like unexpected, but there's a lot of moments that I'm sure you get this too with unexpected that aren't necessarily funny.
Yeah.
And I was going through when I was in Kansas City and there was this guy in the front row who looked like he was a golf pro at a club. He was probably like, maybe like in his mid to late 60s. And he was, you know, he like that shirt. He was, it's a party guy. He was like a guy who like loved to, he was a guy that a good time, you could just tell, right?
Did you say like this shirt?
He was wearing one of those shirts.
I bought this at a resort recently and
it was great.
From the gift shop. I feel like I'm dressed like Rafael Nadal's trainer. And I'm okay with that.
By the way, the guy who, behind the guy?
Yeah, I train Rafael Nadal's trainer.
Yeah, the guy, yeah, my guy, the trainer's trainer?
Starring,
start training
wait,
wheels.
Wait, the trainer's trainer starring Anthony Bourdain. In his this was the last film he did before he passed away. And it's recently been recovered and now streaming on Hulu.
Every student needs a teacher. As we walk through the fields of gold, in the words of Sting, we are often reminded that we are where we are because of those that came before us. But I ask you to ask yourself, who teaches the teachers? This summer, pull up a nice Chianti, a beautiful Cacio Pepe, and join me as I tour Italy for the trainer's trainer, colon training wheels.
With co-host Megan Trainor.
She does the soundtrack?
Yeah. Oh, God. Dude. So good. I coming right back to that. Wait, finish your story. Then I have a Bourdain story.
All I was going to say is that this really cool thing. So like I have prompts. Like I like to get to know people on like a, you know.
Yes.
So I say, the whole night, it's packed. Everyone's having a good time. But like I could see that there's like a guy, this really fun guy. And then there's this black guy who's right behind him, who's just like this cool looking, like, you know, like just like a tough but like just smooth dude. Mm. And he's enjoying himself, but he's like, he's got cool guy mode.
Yeah.
His arms are like this and he's not moved, but I could tell that he's having a good time. He's there with his lady. They're both there with their ladies.
And so this is bugging you, or you take it personally?
I just noticed that the two of them exist together in the same room. They're watching the same show. One guy's having the reaction that he's like a real Bernie Lomax from Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
He's just like the good time kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then the guy behind him is just like this tough, like stoic statue, right?
Yeah.
And then I say, like, what songs do you guys like to fuck to? And that's one of the prompts that I like really opens up the room to everybody. And this guy in the front row goes, Teddy Pendergrass. Mm. And the guy behind him went like, what? And I said, and they like connected in such a moment where like they, I don't know that they necessarily thought that the two of them were different, but they were enjoying the show in such a different way.
That's awesome.
And we were talking about how different they were, but like, yeah. I go, isn't that amazing about music? I go, I feel like in that moment we solved racism. And it was so fun. And then they came back the next night.
Oh, great.
And then I redid the, like, I told this story again and we went through it and it was like we all rejoiced and they were there like, and I'm like, stand up, and they're like, that was us in the story.
Wow.
It was so cool, man. It was just, I'll never forget it. It was such an awesome moment.
Where was that?
It was in Kansas City.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so, I mean, it's nights like that that really just make you go, God, it's so cool to be, just to perform and be on stage where, and especially things like that that happen where you go, oh, that's just going to happen that one time. You know, you can retell it and you know, celebrate the next night. But like that first time as it's happening, like everybody kind of, you know, being around that.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. What, do you hang out when you're on the road? Do you like kick around the club after? Do you go out and about?
You know, sometimes like it depends on the location because I don't like to take a car. Like Batavia, I'm sure I'll go to that bar. You know, that's across the street, you know, but there weren't a lot of, sometimes, you know, there's like a great club, but there aren't a lot of drinking options around. So that we actually just stayed at the club and drank.
That's my favorite.
Which was really fun. The staff was great. Very nice people. I had a great time.
Did you go upstairs? Are they still trying to turn that upstairs into a little club or open mic room or no?
Our green room.
Well, there's an upstairs.
Yeah, I didn't see that part.
So maybe they're still trying to get that going.
Yeah, I saw.
This is the Comedy Club of KC we're talking about.
Yeah.
Which I'll be at in. When this comes out.
Yeah. Oh, no
way. I'm there this week.
Yeah.
I'm there this Thursday through Saturday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to love it. And you played it before.
Yeah, just once. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great room. And so it was a fun time. And I like that I like to drink after the show. I'm not a guy who, because I always feel like I'm trying, looking for those moments, you know? And for me, so like when the show is done, tequila's ready for me as soon as I get off stage. And I was like,
yeah, shoot it back.
Just go, baby.
I recently got real drunk and went up at the Laugh Factory. I don't think I've been this drunk in probably 10 years.
Wow.
I've only performed drunk probably 6 times, not even double digits. But I just was at a dinner and just like got away from me and I was like, I'm fine. And I got to the club and then I was like, woof. And then I was like, fuck, I don't want to not go up. But I also like, you know, and I kind of, and I was like, fuck, is this, I don't want to also embarrass myself, but I was like, I think I'm good. Which, by the way, you're not, if that's where you're going, I think I'm fine.
That's the beginning of every drunk driving commercial. Yeah. Hey, I think I'm good. Don't drive buzzed.
Yeah, I went up there and I, if I had the video ready, I'd pull it up. But I immediately just was like, guys, keep it going. And I just kind of like slurred the first thing. But then I just like murdered for about 8 minutes. There was like 4 dudes in beards to the right. And 3 of them were rabbis, like trying to be rabbis. And so I just, and then one kid, I said, are you auditioning for the movie where you're a 50-year-old man that looks like a 12-year-old boy? I just was fucking slaying them. And the crowd was just hot. And I was just committing. I wasn't second guessing. That's the big thing. So it's like, although at one point,
you're the pilot.
I met these 2 kids and they were like best friends of like 20 years. And I go, and then they were with a girl. And so I was like, well, who's in the friend zone? And they said, this guy. And then I said, made some weird analogy about like sailing the 7 seas of the friendships. Or like you're on the friendship, sailing the 7 seas of no fuck or something. Like that just like was so weird that got like half laughs. But it was the first thing I said where I was just like, you know, maybe I should get off stage.
I didn't. I did 40 more minutes.
I'm banned from the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, they go. They gave you the light. They go, I'm light blind. I'm color blind. I didn't see the light.
I just watched one of those color blind videos where the grandpa gives the kid the goggles. Wow,
I can't, brother.
That's one of my YouTube triggers.
That's what you asked me earlier if I had Shaq's money, I would buy those glasses.
Yeah,
brother. There
are you color blind?
Movie? No.
Oh,
who said that? He's real blind.
That's not how it works.
Who said that? A white man? I can't tell.
Jonathan Kite for mayor. Jonathan Kite for student council Kite president.
Is awkwardly woke.
Wait a second. That's a great speech if you're like 9 running for student council.
Hey, guys, who said that?
I can't see color.
I can't see color.
Grab a button on your way out. I handed out cookies.
Grab a comb on your way out. It's the little boy from the movie. It's the Vidal Sassoon boy.
That's the fucking the movie quote that they take for after seeing that.
The combs are working. That's the only thing in the script they greenlight. Guys, let's keep the combs, obviously.
I gave out cookies when I ran for treasurer in Lake Forest Park. Caitlin Peck ran against me. And 2 years later, everyone would see her boobs for the first time when a bumblebee would go up her shirt and she would rip it off at Camp Orkyla. Spoiler alert. Everybody saw. It was almost like the bee knew that there was about 60 prepubescent boys
standing around. One of you sent the bee. It just cuts to you like holding the bee and being like, hey, buddy.
Well, the bee definitely, it's almost like it, like as it was flying around, that stopped and looked at us and was like, and then he went, and went up that shirt and it came off in one swoop. And she was a bigger girl, so things
were. Did that bee just wink?
Things were bouncing around in every which direction. And all she did was just, and the bee was chasing her. So she ran in circles and it just, she put on a show. I'll never forget it.
Did she jump in the water?
No, there was no water to be found. She just had leaves and trees and bees.
She was covered in honey.
We had covered her in honey.
We covered her in bee pheromones and that was our bad.
And when the bear got to
her. Pheromones.
Great band.
The Pheromones.
That sounds like a Chuck E. Cheese, like a band that's going to audition for the Chuck E. Cheese band.
Did you ever see real...
Or for the Chuck E. Cheese tour.
Bro, the remember I said Paul Giamatti's the manager of them?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Where's that gorilla? Where is that gorilla? He's never late. I got to go on. And Showbiz Pizza. I'm docking your pay, gorilla.
Fuck you, Stan.
Fuck me? Oh no. Fuck you. I swear to God, we talked about this in Austin. That would be the funniest movie.
Oh, that's right,
movie.
We did, right?
Wait, but let me, did you ever see Willy's Wonderland?
Laughing. Yes.
With Nicolas Cage?
Oh, no.
So where he fights all these animatronics.
I was going to be that gorilla in the voice of it. It was between me and a buddy of mine. And I did all the
temp for it. Your buddy
got it. Yeah. And I fucking was really bummed because I was like, the clip looks so good. My, knew the kid that made that movie. And it was so, and just watching
that. Wait, the Willy's Wonderland with Nick Cage?
Yeah, where he fought the gorilla in the bathroom.
Dude, I met with the director today.
Yeah, of that guy, of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met him today.
What's his name?
Kevin Lewis.
Yes.
And I said, I love that movie.
Is it great?
The movie's, it's amazing.
I couldn't watch it after I didn't get it.
It was amazing.
That's awesome.
Because
of Nick Cage.
Yeah, but also, those are the creepiest fucking animals.
Yeah.
Showbiz Pizza, Chimpy's Pizza Safari, which is what we had, and there was also Chuck E. Cheese. We had all three of them.
Wow. Chimpy's Pizza Safari. Bro. Sounds awesome. It also sounds like someone's getting fingered in the bathroom.
It's called Bananaed there. Hey, guys, stop monkeying around.
Is he?
They're so light about the assault.
They keep using fucking like weird play on words.
I grab you a bunch of bananas?
Quit monkeying around. That's what they call it. That's their way of...
Are you charging me with monkeying around? This is a pizza safari. Man, well, you know
that. You know what you signed up for.
It was loose, man, bro. The 90s, bro. Loose.
Wait, it's all just animal puns to get to somehow get out of, like, what's another one? Like,
show me your baboon.
Chimpy's Pizza Safari, where the sexual harassment's fun.
Where the sexual harassment is the fun. What happens at Chimpy's Safari stays at Chimpy's Safari.
Okay.
That's what their thing is.
Oh, fucking God.
Hey, quiet.
Oh, that's so fucking good.
Chimpy's Pizza Safari. It'll be our secret. Oh my God.
Chimpy's Pizza Safari. Don't say anything.
Yeah. Shh. Shimpy's.
He's your pizza. Now, shh.
Hey, you got an allegation. We have a pizza to stuff in your mouth. I mean.
Wait. Chimpy's Pizza Safari. Take it to the grave.
Oh my God.
Some people might have said it was your hand.
Hey, some people say there was a chimp's foot. That is a thumb, too.
You can't prove it was me in that costume. Champion Safari.
You can't prove nothing. That monkey didn't know what he was doing. He's not people. Oh, my God. Oh. We're going over this whole song.
Oh, yeah.
That's the song I'd record with Jamie.
And you just got... Oh, man.
I'm like, Jamie, I need to make this song, bro.
I saw him just comment on a clip of yours. That was so rad.
He's the fucking best, man.
Does he ever talk to you about doing stand-up again?
Brother, he came to see me at Laugh Factory.
Oh,
he
nice.
He brought his whole, like, everybody. Like, everybody came out.
That's so
And I'm
cool,
going to try,
man.
Hopefully, like, you know, if he goes back on the road, I hopefully I'm going to open for him.
Oh, I thought you were about to say he's going to open for you, Batavia. Yeah.
He's going to get in line, buddy.
Wait, that's awesome.
He's great. He's already been working on jokes, and I've heard a lot of them. They're crushers.
That was a great clip that you posted that he commented on.
Oh, thanks,
yeah,
man.
That was a great
dude. It was, you know, he's that's the thing about him. He's so supportive and he pays it forward. It's like he wants to help people out. He's just such a good guy.
It's awesome.
And the fact that a guy like that, you know what the funny thing is, because they always ask about the greats. I mean, people say Eddie Murphy all the time, right? Because he was such a crusher and then he, you know, didn't do stand-up. Could he get back out and do it? And that's like a big debate. I think he'd be amazing at it. But the thing about Jamie is when you see him in interviews, and obviously he still does The Tonight Show and he does all these things.
Yeah.
He's still like always doing bits. So he just because he stopped like doing stand-up, he never stopped like telling jokes.
Yeah, I know.
So for him, I don't think there's any break. No. I think he's just now doing it on stage again.
Yeah. That's incredible. It's cool too when guys like that are just like, I don't know. Seeing you guys do dueling Trumps would be incredible. His Trump impression that just got posted with him and Snoop was so good.
We did dueling Trumps one time on like a
set.
It was a recording. It looks like it was recorded on a Samsung Razor.
Oh man!
And the quality is so like the sound is it. But we would do that and we would do dueling whatevers. Like one day we did dueling Axl Roses.
Oh my God!
We would just like pick an impression and see if we could both do it, and then we would just like talk to each other. And then we would be like, a lot of great people. And he goes, so many great, great people. And I go, how many great people? All the great people.
There's got to be I know Dana Carvey did that first impression show, but like, there's got to be a more, and Jeff Ross maybe did an impression show, but like an edgier one. Because impression shows are always, even when impressionists go on like an America's Got Talent, it's always got to be so cool.
So like, right.
Like what we're just doing with Paul Giamatti yelling at the fucking Showbiz Pizza Band and cursing. Like, it's like, you got to see. Or if you're going to do a Trump, you want to see a little bit of a filthier, like any version of it, or at least have the opportunity.
The option, the fact that you have to shy away from doing something like,
so boring to me.
It's boring. And you think about like everything looks like it's clean and I really respect him, but Rich Little, it's like, you know, Jimmy Stewart did this which is great. He's so good. But I think that when we have, and you as well, like when you do Dr. Phil, you have a take on him. And it's like, by the way, the Paul Giamatti that I'm doing, I'm not saying like, I should be, as Jeffrey Epstein, you know, it's like he has kind of like a crazy manic energy about him.
Yes.
And so all I'm doing is highlighting that. Well, but to do like only the best parts of people, it's like, no, there's something fun about Tom Hanks, who was one of my idols, just like yelling. I got a Tom Hanks bit that's coming out that I can't reveal, that it happened in the moment. I had to do it. Now it's done. But we're going to release it on Disney Day. It's me playing Geppetto. And we did it one time in the club.
Oh, Hanks is Geppetto, right?
Yes.
Wow.
I auditioned to play Jiminy Cricket.
Did you really? What was the voice you did?
They were like, it's normal, but he needed to be like, and I was trying to do
Seth
just like
Rogen.
A, hey, hey, hey. He's like, hey, here's the thing. You're wood, right? All right. So when you smoke the blunt, it's probably better for you to take edibles because when you smoke, right, there's fire. And the problem is that you are made of the thing that fire likes to eat. So, I would say, let's just get like a brownie or something. And like, and then it's like, you won't be a real boy. You'll be a man. That's the voice I did. No. But
you're unbelievable, dude.
I love you. But I, I did, I tried to do Joseph Gordon-Levitt is playing him.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, and he's great. But
I did it in the same, like a positive sort of like, come on, man. Like oh, a, yeah, let's great. Do this.
Yeah,
like,
oh, great.
You know, instead of like, because the Jiminy Cricket from when we were kids, he sort of seemed like he was like an older.
Yeah, he sounded guy. Like he was almost like 54 and had yeah. still read the newspaper.
Exactly. He had spats on.
Yeah. Yeah, he was just, he was recently divorced.
He just, or if he was married, him and his wife did not sleep in the same bed.
No, different beds, different rooms. And
he would just go cricket, 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 and she's like, not tonight, Jiminy.
Yeah, also Jiminy is just such a, like Jimmy Cricket should be, like they should have changed it somehow. Or maybe it's like, I guess you got to keep the same story. I don't know. Jiminy can he go Glick. By a different name? Jiminy Glick Cricket?
Jiminy's like, listen. Yeah, it's like.
I did this thing with Frank Caliendo, just talking about the edgier impressions.
He's and awesome.
I had him do a thing where he did John Madden narrating porn titles. I just want to like. Play a little piece of it.
Oh, that's fun.
Because even like Madden narrating like porn, you know, porn. But he could
he
still
put it in, took it out, boom, he's done. He's not gonna be working in this industry. What is that? You have a wanker. You know what? I don't mind. Yeah. Let's go.
Or maybe he's critiquing the story more than the actual sex, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, I like the ins and the outs, but it just didn't seem believable when Ray started to came over and knocked on the door.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff on the internet. But I would pay for a album full of Madden reading Pornhub titles.
Yeah, me too.
Seriously, stop playing with your dick all the time around me, stepsis says. Deep throat leads to ass fuck.
Are these real?
That's here's amazing. A guy gonna fuck a girl in the ass. Viagra mix up with my friend's hot mom, Jocelyn Jane. View all recommended videos. This is where it gets fun here. Horny MILF comes after 1 minute, gets multiple orgasms. Not really any different than my history. Oh, she's sitting on his face there. He's got a mask on. You don't know who he is.
Here, I got one. Here's one that he has to like. He's
this is all animated. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. He's
now excited. Oh, is it really?
Cream pie for no face.
I'll check it out.
Oh, did you hear this one?
On his face there. He's got a mask on. You don't know who he is.
Here, I got one. Here's one that he has to like. He's finally found his niche.
Yeah, yeah. He's now found his niche.
Anal cream pie for no face girl.
When did you record that?
Oh, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe.
Oh yeah. My God!
I was at his place and on his podcast, and I just took the audio. I was because he's very clean.
He is so very clean. Yeah.
So it was a big deal to get him to do Madden, especially because for all these corporate things.
And I've
he was
never even, heard him say those words.
Yeah,
and I've heard all his videos.
Yeah, yeah, and to take somebody like that was you know so revered.
That is so funny, though, man.
Well, you're a beast. This I flew love by you. Again. I wanted to ask you real quick.
Yeah.
What, I know you're a big music guy. When you, I was just talking about this with a buddy the other day and I was like, this would be a good kite question. If you could have one song, like you wake up to start your day, almost like the soundtrack to your day.
Thought
and I know this. That every like day is different. You know, some days you kick off the sheets and you're ready to attack it and grab the day by the pussy. But are there days, the day that you're like, feel like you're like, fucking let's go. Like what's going to be a song that you maybe turn on as you pop in the shower, if you do that, or you get in the car and you're like driving to something you're excited for. What's the soundtrack for Kite's day?
Feeling Good.
By?
Either Nina Simone or Michael Bublé.
Whoa. Nice. Yeah.
Like the thing about if it was. If
so
it was,
it's not fucking We Built This City or something. It's not
well,
something.
Well, it goes into that.
Yeah.
It goes into the way that they did the Queen did those two mashups together. You know, We Are the Champions goes right in. So it goes into We Built a City
great.
Remix. Usher has a bar, and I think if it was a nighttime Nina Simone, just because it's like a sultry kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if it was like the curtains are coming up and I'm feeling good, boom, and I'm feeling good.
That is a great like also show cold open
100%.
Like, yeah, where there's cool, I don't know if it's like for Mad Men, some sort of a show where there's like cool animations going on to set up what the whole show is.
And everything is like birds flying high.
Yeah.
And you see it like, you know how I feel. And
it feels like it's the opening for Weeds or something like that. You know, remember that show?
Yeah,
Mary
of
Louise
course.
Parker.
Is that the opening credits?
No, that they had the, remember, little boxes on the
hill. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, man, how high was I? yeah, that would, what was yours?
Mine would probably be, immediately what comes to my head is Hanson's Umbop. Just because I can't not be in a good mood when that song comes on, because it's got a lot of positive connotations for me.
Or A Whole New World. Peeba Bryson.
Also great. Although that's a song my dad left too. And actually he was singing on the way out dressed as
Peeba Bryson.
Dressed as Peeba Bryson.
He's in blackface. And
that wasn't the weird part. It was the fact, he wanted to somehow dilute the fact that he wasn't coming back. So he was like, how can I distract from the fact that I'm leaving the family?
No pants. And my ass has a tattoo.
And just as people
exit. Like, oh, see ya.
What?
What a weird way to leave.
That's a great commercial for Clorox. And you can tell dad's asshole is bleached and it goes Clorox, not just for laundry. All right.
For laundry and leaving. So clean you could eat something off different. It. It's like the porn title.
Something different about dad.
I'm Anthony Bourdain. And when I want a very clean plate, or if I'm going to eat ass, I use Clorox bleach. Because Clorox makes the starfish clean enough to eat off of. This has been Parts Unknown, the clitoris.
Good night, everybody.